The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Cheryl McCarthy. First name Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, last name McCarthy, capital M-C, capital C-A-R-T-H-Y. This is a treble exercise stress test, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead, file EST, space McCarthy, space C. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination, 6-10-22, referring physician Maura, M-A-U-R-A, Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-S, M-D, performing physician Sharon Hermes, M-D, new paragraph, clinical indication, 60-year-old, female, with history of MVP, RV outflow tract, VPCs, and possible LV non-compaction. Correction and LV non-compaction. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime, V1, V2, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 109 over 73, baseline heart rate, colon, 90 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 140, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 150 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 21000, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 112 over 74 and a heart rate of 91 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the correction. There were no VPCs noted during the test, and there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress during stress correction, at peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal to upsloping ST depression, leads 2, 3, and AVF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. At 80 milliseconds past the J point. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treble exercise stress test to 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 10 mets. 4. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were no VPCs during the test period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.